It's just one out of a million stories of people who left their home country hoping for a better future. I wish I could go back in time and tell the little 13-year-old Jimmy that everything was going to be fine. He probably wouldn't even believe what I had to tell him. Jimmy, look, you are going to watch a lot of BET and start a rap group called the Yellow Panthers. Then you'll completely disappoint your parents and become a stand-up comedian, used car salesman, and strip club DJ. But don't worry, because you'll eventually come back around and get on a really cool HBO show called Silicon Valley. My 13-year-old self would probably stare at me blankly and ask, what is BET? What is stand-up comedian? Who are you? From eating at the El Pollo Loco salsa bar to the Golden Globes buffet, I managed to stumble through this journey with the perseverance of an immigrant and the mindset of an American. I learned to thrive on being uncomfortable in order to pursue what I loved. The English language was uncomfortable, so I studied BET until it became my natural tongue. Doing stand-up was uncomfortable, so I hung out at the Comedy Palace until it became my second home. Auditions were uncomfortable, so I spent $600 a month on acting classes while I slept in some dude's living room for $300 until acting became my profession. I never looked at these challenges as barriers. I saw them as opportunities to grow. I'd rather try to pursue my dream, knowing that I might fail miserably, than to have never tried at all. That is how to American. Proud Asian Son. I wrote this book in L.A., New York, Chicago, Atlanta, Paris, London, Edinburgh, Kuala Lumpur, Singapore, and Hong Kong. I'm grateful that comedy and acting have taken me to these places and allow me to be here today. I have to constantly pinch myself to realize that this is not a pipe dream anymore. No matter how many different roles I play, the inside always feels the same. I'm still the same kid who grew up in Hong Kong, the same kid who didn't understand what's up, and the same kid who fucked up cooking the rice. It was the most special occasion to be able to share the big screen with my dad on Patriots Day. I finally felt like a proud Asian son who was able to give back to my family. Sharing the same screen with my dad, Mark Wahlberg, and Kevin Bacon was the epitome of the American experience. After the Patriots Day premiere, I finally asked my dad, Dad, so are you proud of me? He replied honestly, In a Chinese family, we don't have to say it all the time. You should know that I am always proud of you. Deep down, I knew that. It was just nice to finally hear him say it. My mom has since moved back to LA where she lives with my dad and their newly purchased home. It is our family's very first house. Last year, they also got our family's very first dog, the cutest pug puppy, and my parents named her Toffee because, well, it just sounded pretty good, like Jimmy. When we were looking to get a dog, my dad vehemently said, I don't like dogs. You guys can go get a dog, but I won't help you take care of it. 2 months later, he was making Toffee a home-cooked Shanghainese meal every day. To see the affection my mom and dad had for Toffee, I realized how good I had it when I was growing up. Even though we never say I love you to each other in Chinese culture, there is so much love in these two human beings. I truly hit the lottery in life to have them as my parents. My dad once told me, having you as my son is like winning the lottery. Not the Mega Millions jackpot, but like a small $20 prize. Some things never change. This has been a Hachette Audio production of How to American. An Immigrant's Guide to Disappointing Your Parents. Written and read by me, Jimmy O. Yang. Produced by Elise Green. Directed by Mr. Dennis Cao, my man. Sound editing by Sean Bolter. Mixing and mastering by Jeremy Wesley. How to American is also available in print and digital formats from DeKalb Press, an imprint of Perseus Books, a division of Hachette Book Group. For more Hachette Audio productions, visit us at hachetteaudio.com. Thank you for listening. Text copyright 2018 by Jimmy O. Yang. Audio production copyright 2018 Hachette Audio. All rights reserved. Hachette Book Group supports the right to free expression and the value of copyright. The purpose of copyright is to encourage writers and artists to produce the creative works that enrich our culture. The duplicating, uploading, and distribution of this book without permission is a theft of the author's intellectual property. Don't steal from me, people! If you would like permission to use the material from the book, other than for review purposes, please contact permissions@hbgusa.com. Thank you for supporting of the author's rights. My rights!
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.